Catawampus, Flibbertigibbet, Bibliomania, Grapskellion, Kerfuffle, a nincompoop, gobbledygook. Hi, my name is Lily, and you're listening to Check It In, Check It Out, all about the library, the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Lily and Charlotte. I'm Julie Berry, your host on Check It In, Check It Out. We're coming to you from 105.9 FM Radio Dubreuil, right here on the main street of Elmer, Ontario. Lily and Charlotte were practicing some of the very unusual words in a book we're going to read from on tonight's show. There's always something exciting going on at the Elgin County Library, and the only thing you need is a library card, which is available free of charge. With this powerful little card, you can borrow books, movies, CDs, log into a computer to do research for a school assignment, play a game, or check your Facebook page. You can also register for all kinds of programs, from learning advanced techniques for making 3D objects you design yourself, to chowing down at a cupcake party with Pete the Cat. Whether you're 9 months old or 90 years old, whether you live in country, town, or village, there's something for you at one of the Elgin County Libraries. Check out the website or drop in. There's a library in Springfield, Elmer, Straffordville, and Port Burwell. What are you waiting for? Some books have stories and some books don't. Big Words for Little Geniuses is the kind of book you can open anywhere and find something delightful. Susan and James Patterson filled the pages with strange and unusual words. You heard some of them at the beginning of today's show. For example, catawampus. Try saying that one. Catawampus.
Catawampus.
Good. So if you were taking a basket of freshly folded laundry upstairs so you can put it away, and you accidentally drop it, and it rolls all the way to the bottom of the stairs, and all the sheets and towels and shirts and socks are all over the place, you could say, everything has gone catawampus. Here's another, rapscallion. Try that one. Repeat after me. Rapscallion.
Rapscallion.
Excellent. Do you know any rapscallions? A rapscallion is a troublemaker. For example, a rapscallion might put salt in the sugar bowl and sugar in the salt shaker. Or a rapscallion might turn all the clocks back an hour in the middle of the night so he or she can sleep in for an extra hour. Here's one, Flibbertigibbet. Try that, Flibbertigibbet.
Flibbertigibbet.
You are getting good at this. A Flibbertigibbet is a person who loves to talk. And talk and talk and talk and talk, and she talks about all kinds of different things at the same time, so it can be very confusing. If you have a friend like that, you could say to her in a very nice way, "You are such a Flibbertigibbet, but I like you anyway." And here's another word that is one of my favorites, gobbledygook. Can you say that? Gobbledygook.
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 Gobbledygook. Gobbledygook.
Well done. If you hear words that sound a little goofy or silly, you're listening to Gobbledygook. Oh, and here's another one I love. Kerfuffle. Can you say kerfuffle?
Kerfuffle.
Right. When you kick up a big fuss about something, maybe it's something you don't want to do, but your parents say that you have to do it, like cleaning out the cat litter box. You say no, they say yes. You say no, and they say yes. And pretty soon, you've got a big kerfuffle on your hands. And we have to do this one. Nincompoop. Try that one. Nincompoop.
Ningapoop.
Nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
Good job. A nincompoop is somebody who is acting a little bit silly and a little bit naughty. Like if your big sister is sitting in the backyard all dressed up, ready to go out with her friends, and you sneak up on her with the garden hose and spray her, you are being a nincompoop. Or, if your mother bakes a delicious cake and writes happy birthday on it, and you scrape the word happy off and eat it when nobody's looking, you are being such a nincompoop. And one more. Bibliomania. That's a good one for this show. Repeat after me. Bibliomania.
Bibliomania.
Perfect. If you love books just about more than anything else in the whole wide world, and if you have lots and lots of books, more than you might even have room for on your bookshelves, then you have bibliomania, and you are a bibliomaniac. Big Words for Little Geniuses has lots more words, but we have to move on to our story for tonight. A genius is a very smart person, but sometimes being very smart can get you into trouble. Big trouble. Here's a story. The title is The Four Wise People, and it's in a big collection of stories called Spinning Tales, Weaving Hope. The stories in this book teach us something about how to live so that the world will be a better place. The Four Wise People. Once there were four wise people who lived a long time ago in a faraway place. Three of them read everything they found. They never talked to anyone. They never asked questions. They just read morning, noon, and night. They didn't put their books away until it was time to go to sleep. But the fourth wise person often left in the late afternoon to walk and talk among the people. There was so much to learn from them. The fourth wise person would ask, "How do you make your garden grow so big?" For they knew the secrets of agriculture. "How do you keep your livestock so healthy?" There were also secrets of husbandry. The three wise people just laughed to think anyone would waste precious time in talking and asking questions. After many years, the three wise people who never talked to the people or asked questions decided they needed a test for their knowledge. So they gathered together their most precious possessions and told the fourth wise person of their plan. They all journeyed together to a faraway land. Once there, they asked the people to give them a test for their knowledge. The people directed them to a path and said, "Down that path, behind that tree, you will find the test that you are looking for." The first wise person looked behind the tree and said, "A pile of bones! That's an easy trick. I can shape these bones into the tiger it once was." And he began, one by one, to shape and form the skeleton of the animal. When he was finished, he stood back and smiled. "Now I will become famous. That is a perfect reformation of a skeleton." Then the second wise person began to work on the skeleton. He told the others, "I can transform the skeleton with fur to make it look exactly like the tiger it once was." And he carefully set to work, using the knowledge of taxidermy to transform the skeleton with tendons, muscles, and fur. When he was finished, he stepped back and grinned. "Now I will become the most famous of all wise people. Look at that creature. He is so real, he looks as though he could breathe." The oldest of the wise people turned his face to the sun, and his eyes lit up. "Wait a minute. I know how we can really test our knowledge and go down in history. With my knowledge and your help, we can breathe the breath of life into the creature. We must work very hard and very quickly before dark sets in, so that we don't have to waste another night." By this time, the fourth wise person was looking quite worried. "Wait a minute. I don't think that's a very wise thing you're doing, breathing the breath of life into a tiger." The third wise person laughed and said, "Of course it is. This will be a great scientific and technological discovery." And the third wise person set to work. By this time, the fourth wise person was climbing a tree to reach a safe limb. There was nothing to say which could stop them now. The three wise people set up their equipment, their chemicals, and used all of their knowledge to breathe the breath of life into the body of that tiger. After a time, the tiger began to move its legs, turn its head, and then it opened its mouth to breathe. All at once, whoosh! In a quick 3 seconds, in a flurry of motion and dust, the three wise people were gone, vanished. The fourth wise person didn't move from the tree, but carefully watched as the tiger lumbered up the hill. Only then did the fourth person descend from the tree, taking with her the most important wisdom of all. And that, my friends, is the wisdom of our common sense. My brain is tired out. I need a rest from all this thinking. Here's a riddle for all you little geniuses. A man who worked in a butcher shop was 6 feet tall, had red hair, and wore size 11 shoes. What did he weigh? Meat.
This show wouldn't be possible without the generous support of Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. And thanks to everybody at Radio Debrig for putting us on the air.
Tune in again next week. Same time, same place.
And don't forget, if you missed the show, you can listen to every show as a podcast. Just go to the Elgin County Library website and click on the show you want to listen to. We love it when you listen.
Thank you very much for listening. So check it in, check it out. Have a great week.
Thank you, Lily, and thank you, Charlotte. This show wouldn't have been possible without you. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks to all of you folks out in Radioland for listening. Stay tuned now for Mary Weeb.
Ich hoop you haft ans Programm gefallen. Schaut en ne sei ho pai dai 105.9 FM Radio De Brig. Gira Mundag en Madvik, jen uvent, fiedel eva fief, om goede geschichten te hieren en uit te vingen wat de Elgin County Library alles haft. Gie kan ook op de Elgin County Public Library, era webzied, not het program, check it in, check it out, as podcast harchen. De bibliotheek as in zeer fan het plots, om dat leven en dat leren. Van hem gieren einen rikje te maken. Of je dan nu 5 jaar of 95 jaar oud zijn. Wie han wordt verjunt. Gie woon de bibliotheek in Straffordville, Port Burwell, Springfield en in Elmerfingen. Komt ons bezeten. Ne vriendelje en een opnemende helperin. Geef je voor free ne bibliotheek kwart. En dan krijg je beetje CD's of DVD's leen. Alle bibliotheken han computers, wat de grote en de kleine brokken ken. En ze han nog veel het mooie. Tom Bischbal, du zijn beke en hier beke, wat je helpen Engels te leren. Du zijn maraag beke, voor grote en kleine, wat op plotdeutsch geschreven zijn. Gier je bibliotheek, haft ook gewisse stunden, wo ze tijd nemen, om kleine kinder geschichten te vertalen. En voor de gratere kinder han ze andere zaken te doen. Wanneer je niet krijgt weten waar de computer gebruikt moet, dan kan de helper bij de bibliotheek je wezen waar dat moet. Dus geen eng voor dat wat je bij je vriendelijke Nubash bibliotheek leren kan. Komt, bezeekt ons. Vraag naar de vrije bibliotheek kwart. Een schaafje gezegd en een helpende hand. Als dort, womit je bij de Library Emma anfangen kan. Ek sen Mary Weeb, na hopper in by de Elmer Old Town Hall Library, kumt urius en dag forbi, en zegt hallo.
Bitte on Madvik, dan zavi tau.
We freen ons Emma jun te zijn. Dank schein for harchten en hop na zoya scheine weg.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going